This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Tuesdays, we check in with Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, good morning.
Morning, David.
So some strong housing numbers this morning. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of house prices in about 20 American cities went up in March, year to year, biggest rise since, I don't know, 2006, it looks like.
Well, it's pretty much as expected. You've got low interest rates, pent-up demand, cheap prices, and a little more job confidence out there. So there's nothing really spectacular there. That's not going to be what moves in the market. Right now, we've got a lot of anxiety over a correction that may be coming, hoping for it coming. Sell in May and go away is the old adage.
Wait, hoping a correction occurs, hoping stock prices go down in May? Why?
Well, a couple of things. Two-thirds of the time, the market gains are not even 1% from that sell in May and go away until November. A third of the time, though, the market really starts going very strongly. And I think that's going to be the situation this year. We may get a little flattening out because of increased market volatility, but I think you would be not well served by abandoning for one major reason. There's a huge amount of money on the sidelines. A lot of people have not invested yet, hoping for this correction to come along. Now, there's a lot of data out there that makes you very anxious. Europe's whole banking system is very, very fragile at this point. U.S. economic data is pretty sluggish at this point as well, too. But you still have a large amount of money sitting on the sidelines waiting for that big opportunity to get in and put it to work.
Julie Neiman, Smith Moore & Company, thank you very much.
You bet.